For a moment, his warm face blurs before my eyes. I cannot see clearly. Then I feel his gentle hand under my elbow. "Are you faint?" he asks. "Shall I call Bess?" I blink.
"I am so relieved,"
I say heartfelt.
"I am just so relieved. It is as if... Good God, my lord, you have brought me the best news I have ever had. My heart, my heart."
"Are you ill?"
"No,"
I say wonderingly.
"I think I am well for the first time since you have known me. My heart has stopped aching. The pain is going. I can hope for happiness again."
He is beaming down at me. "I too am so glad," he says. "I too. It is as if a shadow has been lifted from England. From me. I shall arrange for a guard and the horses to escort you to Scotland. You could leave within the month." I smile at him.
"Yes, do, as soon as we can. I cannot wait to see my son. I cannot wait to be back in my true place. The lords will accept me and obey me. They have given their word."
"They will receive you as queen," he assures me. "They acknowledge that the abdication was unlawful and forced.
And there is something else which should give you greater safety there."
I wait. I turn my head and smile at him. But I take care not to appear too eager. It is always good to go slowly with shy men. They are frightened by a quick-witted woman.
"I have received a letter addressed to you," he says, in his awkward way. "It comes from the Duke of Norfolk, Thomas Howard. Perhaps you are expecting it."
I incline my head, which could mean yes or no, and I smile up at him again. "I am at a loss as to know what I should do," he continues, more to himself than to me. "It is your letter, but it has come to me." I keep a steady smile. "What is your question?" I ask pleasantly. "If it is my letter?"
"It is the content," he says heavily. "I cannot in honour deliver a letter which contains unsuitable material, but I cannot, in honour, read a letter which is addressed to another, especially to a lady, especially to a queen."
I swear I could take his troubled face in my hands and kiss away his frown. "My lord," I say gently, "let me resolve this." I put out my hand.
"I shall open it and read it before you. You shall see the letter yourself. And if you think it not fit for me to see, then you can take it back and I will forget it, and no harm will be done."
I am burning up to see this letter. But he would never know it from my steady hand and sweet, patient smile.
"Very well," he agrees. He hands it over and steps to one side, puts his hands behind his back like a sentry on duty, and raises himself up on his toes in his embarrassment at having to be guardian and host all at once. I see at once that the seal has been lifted and resealed. It has been done with great care, but I have been spied on for all my life. Not much escapes me. I give no sign that I know my letter has been opened and read by someone else as I break the seal and unfold the paper. Dear God, it takes all my long years of training as a French princess to keep my face completely still and calm. In my hands, I have a letter of such importance that the words dance before my eyes as I read it and read it again. It is very brief. It is, I think, my pass of safe conduct to guarantee I shall get me out of this bailey on a midden and back to my throne and my son and my freedom. Ross said that this would come. and I have been hoping. It is a proposal of marriage. It is my chance for happiness once more.